I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Spring has arrived for 2012 in West Virginia, and every day more and more of our migrant birds are returning, including the ever-popular hummingbird. Coming up, we'll talk about how to properly welcome the hummingbird back for the summer in West Virginia. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Hummingbirds are one of the most popular critters folks like to attract to their backyards for the summertime. Jim Frigonera is biologist with the DNR and tells us now is the time to get ready for their arrival.
Now's a really good time to prep your hummingbird feeders. The birds will be coming up from the south, and they can definitely use any kind of food that we can provide them.
And he says the food of choice is something that mimics the nectar of the flowers, since that's what hummingbirds eat.
Well, usually with the hummingbird feeders, it's good to have a bright color because they're normally attracted to flowers. And so if you can duplicate the color of a bright, maybe red or purple flower, that's pretty much all they need. And when you make up the hummingbird solution, it's very, very simple. All you need is sugar and water. It's just four parts water to one part sugar. You want to dissolve that sugar in some boiling water, wait till it cools, and then you can just fill up your hummingbird feeder with that sugar solution. And if there's anything left over, you can just kind of keep that in the refrigerator.
Hummingbirds become extremely territorial about their feeder, and the defense of that territory is part of the attraction to having them close by to observe.
In West Virginia, we only have one species of hummingbird, and that's the ruby-throated hummingbird, and they do get quite territorial. They'll actually fight off the other hummingbirds, so it can be pretty amusing to watch them fly. They can fly backwards and forwards and off to the side, and they'll definitely chase away the other hummingbirds.
And you can spend hours of enjoyment watching the amazing aerobatics of these tiny creatures.
They only weigh a couple ounces, and to figure out how they can fly so fast, and of course that's why they're called a hummingbird, is because their wings fly so fast that it sounds like they're humming, and their wings actually make a figure eight. If you could somehow photograph them and slow it down so you could see their wings move, they actually move forward and backward and kind of make a figure eight, and that's what enabled them to fly so well.
Now, it's certainly important to keep a close eye on those feeders and keep them clean, periodically changing the food solution, since sugar and water in the sunshine can create bacteria on a hot summer day. Otherwise, hang out the feeder and have yourself a good time. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.